Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Dan Joe at RT.ie. His name was Danny Doyle. He scored a significant number of number ones in the 60s and 70s in Ireland, both as a folk singer and indeed a show band member as well. He knocked ABBA off the top of the charts, and he died in the United States yesterday at the age of 79. Widely acclaimed as one of Ireland's best balladeers. And John McColgan was reminding me this morning. By the way, John McColgan's programme and documentary on Palestine is on tonight on TG Car at 10:30. That's the award-winning one. But John McColgan was saying that he actually directed a Danny Doyle TV series in the 60s and early 70s. That's how big Danny was. And a number of people want to pay tribute before we pay our own tribute to him. Brian Warfield of the Wolf Tones. Brian, good afternoon. How did you first meet Danny Doyle?
Oh, well, Danny Doyle, like ourselves, he worked at the folk clubs in England, and he came back. We were running shows in the Four Courts in Dublin, Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
That was a hotel, yeah.
Yeah, the hotel's gone now. But, yeah, we Danny came up looking for a gig anyhow, and he came on. He went down fantastic, as usual, and he brought some great songs back with him from England, like Separate Up Mary and Red Hair Mary and all those. So we brought him up to the Embankment when we were opening the Embankment then back in the 60s, and we brought him up with us. And when we went up there, Mick McCarthy, after the show, came over and said, "Who's the guy you have with us there? Which is there?" And I said, "The guy called Danny Guile. He just come back from England." So he said, "I know some of them songs," he says. And I said, "What?" He said, "Do you want to talk to him?" So I called Danny over, and Mick McCarthy says, "Where did you get them songs from?" He said, "I know them. They were in my family," he said, "for some time." So he said, funny enough, he said, "I got them off a guy whose surname was the same as yours, McCarthy."
Okay.
And Danny, anyhow, told them all about Sean McCarthy. He said, "That might be my brother." He said, "It could have been my brother." And he said, because, you know, the family's small cottage in Lixnaun, County Kerry, and the elder ones are thrown out to the world as they grew up. And Mick hadn't seen Sean in hundreds of years. But anyhow, he gave the number of the White Horse in London where Sean played every week.
Wow. And so Danny,
it was, they were the brothers, and he brought Sean back to Dublin and to the Embankment. He came back, and after, I don't know, 30-odd years, Sean and Mick were back together. Mm-hmm. And it was Danny Doyle who indeed instigated the whole thing. Mick came home. Mick came over to me. I was having a drink at the bar. It was a beautiful, beautiful afternoon, Sunday afternoon. And he said, "Any hairdressers around the place?" I said, "There's loads of them here, Mick." So funny enough, he was looking for a hairdresser to clean up his brother and make him respectable. He'd long hair going down his shoulders. And well, anyhow, my wife is a hairdresser.
Okay, he looked after it.
Cut his hair, washed his hair, everything else like that. Mick McCarthy came down to the counter afterwards and said, "Thanks very much for that." And it's the only drink Mick McCarthy ever gave me for free.
Okay, but Danny Doyle reunited those two brothers after, what, 3 or 4 decades?
Yeah.
Great, man. Okay. Brian, any chance of yourself and Derek reuniting?
Ah, well, you know, we've gone our own ways now for 20 years, so I mean...
Have you spoken lately?
Ah, yes.
So the feud is over?
I don't think there was ever a feud.
Okay, but you're back there. Okay, it's great to hear that, because you did mention brothers getting back together again. That's where it's all important.
Yeah,
lovely tribute to Danny Doyle. Stay there, Brian. Maxi, what's your connection to Danny Doyle?
Hello, Joe. How are you,
Max?
I sang with Danny Doyle in a band called The Music Box.
Yeah.
And what happened was I was working in Canada and I was homesick.
Okay.
And Danny was working in Ireland and he wanted to go to the United States, so he was planning a sort of a 5-year plan. So we worked with the same management and they put us together in Music Box. And Joe, it was the strangest cocktail of musical taste because I was pop and he was a balladeer and we became lifelong friends even though we had such different musical tastes.
Yeah, yeah.
We taught each other a lot. Danny taught me all about Ireland and how the songs originated in Ireland, the culture of it, the traditions of it. And I taught him how to dance and how to wear a shirt to match my hot pants.
Wow.
Which was very different for a balladeer.
That's some image in my head now you've conjured up, Max. He recorded 25 albums, 3 number ones, 25 albums, by the way, all of whom featured in the charts. Whiskey on a Sunday, Daisy a Day. And Brian mentioned, and Maxie mentioned there, that they kept up a lifelong friendship. He had a lifelong friendship with our own Ronan Collins. And this is, well, there's a bit of music before, and this is Danny Doyle's beautiful voice, and also these are Danny Doyle's beautiful words written to Ronan Collins very, very recently. And this is our little tribute to the great Danny Doyle.
These hills are not my hills, but they always remind me of faces and places I left long ago. My hills are much bluer, as blue as my tears. I can almost see Ireland from here.
Ronan, this is a letter I should have written ages ago, but the long finger has a habit, like Pinocchio's nose, of growing longer. Should have written to say thank you for all the plays and plugs you've given me over the years. My Dublin spies keep me informed when you play one of my tracks. You've no sense nor taste, but go ahead. Who am I to talk you out of it? I was thrilled to hear of your recovery from your frightening illness last year. The prospect of paralysis must have been terrifying, though by all accounts you kept a very cool head throughout. Who knew when we were 25 and immortal that growing old would be such a challenge? We never thought of these things when we were tossing back pints of black Valium in Madigan's all those years ago. I've unfortunately been sidelined since a surgical mishap in 2007 when an operation on my neck went wrong and I lost my singing voice. It's difficult to have the only thing you do taken away from you. All my singing now is in the head, in the imagination. It never stops, with songs rattling around in there all day long. There are dear departed friends of mine, Luke, Ronnie, Barney, Liam and Tommy among them, who would love to have my troubles, so I'm not complaining. Thanks again, Ronan. Bye-bye, and mind the step, as the Ma used to say. Danny.
It's hard to find sunshine as bright as my daydreams. It's beautiful here, but there's no place like home. On hushed wings of dreaming, through soft mist of springtime, I can almost see Ireland from here. And on mornings like this, when the memories are clear, I can almost see Ireland from here.
And that was Danny Doyle, who was born on the 28th of April 1940, died on the 6th of August 2019. And the letter that Ronan read out was sent to Ronan, Ronan Collins, and was sent to him quite recently. May he rest in peace. Danny Doyle, who died in the United States yesterday, age 79. Back tomorrow, 1:45, Tara Lockhart-Grant produced. And Catherine Thomas is next.